Back to our news items, and we cannot avoid the COVID crisis. You will hear of a television interview given by one of our NNN nurses, a vaccination bus, and the need for mask wearing on our buses, but also of the abuse handed out to a publican who has insisted on mask wearing by visitors to his pub. That's followed by a bit of fresh air with news of two parks, grass verges and hedges. A Norfolk nurse shared details of how the coronavirus pandemic has affected her and her colleagues with a national audience. Lauren Jacques, a critical care nurse at Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, appeared on the BBC's The One Show, presented by Emma Willis in the absence of the regular host, Alex Jones, alongside ex-footballer Jermaine Jenas. She was interviewed at the hospital as part of the show's coverage of the NHS's 73rd birthday. Miss Jacques from Cringleford said she was incredibly proud to work for the organisation, despite the horrors healthcare staff have gone through over the past 16 months. She said, "It's been the worst I've ever seen it, especially the second wave. We were stretched beyond belief. Our resilience was tested to the extreme. It's well documented within the nursing community. Things like PTSD, anxiety and stress have skyrocketed. It sneaks up on you. You suddenly get a flashback of something that had happened and you don't even know that you were worried about it. I know I'm okay, but I know others are struggling. I'm so incredibly proud to have worked with such an amazing group of people. I think COVID just showed us actually how strong we can be."
A city vaccination bus, which was launched in April, has provided its 1,000th jab at the University of East Anglia. Vaccinations were provided at the UEA to students, staff and members of the public, with more than 300 vaccinated over 2 days. The roving vaccination team have been hopping on the bus since April, visiting specially chosen sites across Norfolk and Waveney, vaccinating people in areas where uptake has been lower than average or where virus transmission rates remain high. Tracy Williams, a Queen's nurse and NHS Norfolk and Waveney CCG Clinical Governing Body member, said, "The response to the bus has been fantastic. We can park ourselves at the heart of communities and provide a relaxed, informal vaccination service for those who may not want to go to a hospital or large vaccination centre. The conversations we're having with people are fascinating. There's so much misinformation about the vaccines, and having time to talk to people in an environment they're familiar with means we can answer questions and alleviate their fears. The vaccine bus isn't about vaccinating huge numbers quickly. It's about reaching people who may not have had a vaccine if we hadn't parked up, engaged with them in their own community."
Speaking of buses, Norfolk's biggest bus operator will recommend passengers continue to wear face coverings from July the 19th. First Bus confirmed it would also follow the government guidance, but it will be down to personal choice whether people wear masks. Chris Speed, head of operations at First Eastern Counties, said, "Government's recommendation is to wear face coverings if you come into contact with people you don't normally meet in enclosed or crowded spaces. We accept that this is our customers' personal choice, and we will encourage everyone to respect their fellow passengers on board our services and follow government recommendations." Connect Bus, which operates services across much of rural Norfolk, as well as the Norwich Park and Ride buses, has said it will maintain its existing advice to continue to wear a face covering whilst travelling. Saunders Coaches, which runs routes around North Norfolk, said, "There are many vulnerable people for whom our services are a lifeline. We hope you will help to reduce their anxiety and stress by continue to wear a face covering whilst travelling."
A new research training programme will be launched in Norwich to train the brightest minds of a new generation and also further address health challenges. The UK's Medical Research Council is investing £79 million over 3 years to fund 17 doctoral training partnership awards across 34 research organisations, including in Norwich, from 2022. the new Microbes, Microbiomes and Bioinformatics Doctoral Training Partnership will be provided by the University of East Anglia, the Quadram Institute and the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, and will be taught on the Norwich Research Park. Professor Charles French Constant, Pro Vice Chancellor for Medicine and Health Services at the UEA, said, building on the world-leading expertise in microbes, microbiomes and bioinformatics on the Norwich Research Park, the programme will train the brightest minds of the next generation in this vitally important and rapidly expanding field of research.
A Norwich landlord who has suffered hundreds of online messages attacking his decision to ban unvaccinated people has vowed, "I won't change my mind." Phil Cutter, landlord of the murderers in Timber Hill, said punters would need to prove they had at least one jab a minimum of 2 weeks prior before being allowed in. The pub is reopening on Saturday, July the 17th, after being closed for 10 days owing to two staff members testing positive for coronavirus. His stance has proven controversial and has incurred the wrath of hundreds of online commentators, some of whom have sent him vile personal abuse. "We've seen a massive fallout over it," Mr. Cutter said. "It seems we've been put on some anti-vax forum and been inundated with some really vile messages from people all over the country. We've had personal abuse, people threatening to put our windows through, people hoping we'll go out of business. It goes on." One online commentator described it as a stupid decision and adding, "I hope he goes bust." Another called for people to boycott the pub, while several more accused Mr. Cutter of discriminating against those who had not had the vaccine. In response, Mr. Cutter told this newspaper, "We are not trying to discriminate or embarrass anyone. We're just trying to make sure our staff and our customers are safe."
A children's park shut for months because council bosses couldn't afford to remove glass from its sandpits has reopened after £50,000 worth of work. Vandals left shattered glass strewn over two sandpits in Bowers Avenue Park in Mile Cross in Norwich during the coronavirus lockdown last year. It led to Norwich City Council closing the park. A sign on the gate stated it would have to remain shut due to the antisocial behaviour. The council said that was because it didn't have the money to remove and replenish the sand. However, the council confirmed in March it had secured money to replace the sandpits with grass and safety netting, and the park has now reopened, just before the start of the school summer holidays, with new play equipment. The council has put in two new double swing sets and a climbing frame, as well as resurfacing over the sandpits. Safety grass mats have replaced the sand that was underneath the swings. A cantilever swing has also been installed alongside a level access path, while a new picnic table has also been added. The work, paid for through the community infrastructure levy and Section 106 money from developers, has cost around £50,000.
City dwellers, families and dog walkers can swap the hustle and bustle for a peace and tranquility of water in a revamped park feature. The fountains are flowing in front of the Waterloo Park Pavilion after the paved area and central water attraction was cleaned up by Norwich City Council. Margaret Bevan, a volunteer at Friends of Waterloo Park, said the improvements, as well as volunteers, council staff and school children enhancing the flower beds, put the park in a good position to win a Green Flag Award this year. The group was started around 2018 in a bid to improve the Grade 2 listed park off Angel Road. Ms. Bevan said, "It is a dream come true. When we started the group, we wanted to get the community involved, organise sports teams and fitness classes, regularly use this park, and the Friends group wants to expand recreational space next to the play area and splash pad in the old bowling green area."
Concerns have been raised that less frequent cutting of Norfolk's grass verges could contribute to road crashes. But council bosses say that a move to change how often roadside verges are cut is balanced with the need for road safety. Cuts in urban areas have already been reduced from 5 to 4, and rural cuts on C and unclassified roads have gone down to 1 cut. It remains at 2 cuts on A and B roads, but the council wants to encourage the creation of more roadside nature reserves, which are cut separately from the usual programme. Norfolk County Council says such roadside reserves can be habitats for plants and wildlife and fits with the council's pollinator plan to protect insects such as bees, which play a crucial role in pollination. The council's Green Ways to Green Spaces proposals to increase the number of such roadside reserves from 112 to 300 and to develop a new verge management policy were discussed at a meeting of the council's Infrastructure and Development Committee. But Tony White, Conservative councillor for Downham Market, was worried about the potential for overgrown verges, making it harder for drivers to see. He said, "I travel a lot in the Fen area, and the thing is, we're getting a lot of near misses now. I'm hoping we don't not get the one which is not a near miss."